Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I was in the doctor's office in the second waiting room, you know what I mean. Not the first one, that big one with lots of people, but the smaller one where it's just you. I was sitting there wondering if they will ever have a third waiting room when I noticed cartoons and jokes on the wall. I love that. I like a doctor with a sense of humor. It's not the primary credential I'm looking for when it comes to a healthcare practitioner. I don't want a practical joke type of doctor who says, "Oh my goodness, I have no idea what that is on your forehead. I better go look this up on YouTube." No, you're not looking for that brand of humor from your doctor. But a good doctor understands that laughter can ease the stress of a doctor's visit and boost our mental health. These are the jokes I read. Patient: "Doctor, will I be able to play the violin after the operation?" "Why, yes, of course." Patient: "Great. I never could play it before." A man said, "My wife is pregnant. Her contractions are only 2 minutes apart." Doctor said, "Is this her first child?" The man said, "No, you idiot. This is her husband." "Doctor, I think I swallowed a pillow." "How do you feel?" "A little down in the mouth." A man walks into a doctor's office. He has a cucumber up his nose, a carrot in his left ear, and a banana in his right ear. "What's the matter with me?" he asks. The doctor replied, "You're not eating properly." Well, I hope you're eating properly, taking good care of yourself. I'm not an MD, but I've come to realize how vitally important 5 things are when it comes to boosting our mental health. 1, regular exercise. 2, eating well. 3, nurturing relationships. We're so lonely, we're hiring on-demand walking partners for $30 from something called the People Walker. The U.S. Surgeon General warns that lack of social connection is as dangerous as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. So get out if you can. Reach out to others. The 4th mental health booster is an attitude adjustment. Anxiety and worry cannot coexist with gratitude. In the challenges of life, default to gratitude. Psalm 107 is fantastic. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His steadfast love endures forever." Steep your life in gratitude. And 5, laughter. The science on this is airtight. Tell me if you don't feel better after hearing these actual medical reports doctors have written. The patient has 20/20 vision in both ears. His progress was poor, having had a massive cerebral hemorrhoid. Oh, man. The patient had earwax impaction, so I removed the ear. It was red and tender afterwards. The patient was bit by a bat as he walked down the street on his thumb. A thumb walker, I guess. Many years ago, the patient had frostbite of the right shoe. Oh, man, I hate when that happens. The left leg became numb at times, and she walked it off. The lab test indicated abnormal lever function. The pelvic exam will be done later, on the floor. The patient had equal movement in all her legs. How many legs do you have? Ah, laughter. Our theme verse at Laugh Again is Psalm 126:2, which talks about what happened when God freed the captives. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." And He has, hasn't He? Let's give Him thanks. And don't forget to get some exercise. One doctor wrote, "The patient has chest pain if she lies on her left side for over a year."
When life feels heavy, sometimes the best cure is a little bit of laughter and hope. At Laugh Again, we're passionate about spreading the life-changing grace and hope of Jesus. Your support helps us share this joy and the gospel message with so many in need. Will you partner with us this month? Donate today at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.